You're connected to CMN Network.
WALS, WALS, KALDF Bubble.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WALS, WALS, KALDF Bubble.
Morning, Chris. KV8RVG.
Hey, Mike. How you doing today? KV8RVP. This is KA8LDF.
You doing good? Is that the gentleman we used to talk to in the morning years ago?
Name, different person. This gentleman here is in Sanford, or Sterling, I think Sanford, and his name is Larry, W8LS, KA8LBS. Let me give him a call again here to see what happens. I guess
hey,
that might
be talking about people they show up on the radio.
I was on the West Branch repeater, and he said QSY to the Bay City machine, so I'm guessing this is it. Maybe he don't have the PL tone plugged in.
Yeah, it's possible. I was talking to Fred from the FEMA network that set up these repeaters. He said they went to the meeting, I think, for the Midland Club. They're going to be upgrading the Midland repeater.
A 700 machine, so that will be also linked in with all this?
No, I don't think it's going to be linked in here. They're just upgrading the repeater. I guess it's barely putting out any power right now.
I don't know. That could possibly be.
Yeah, they were talking about either rebuilding it or replacing it. So that's going to get upgraded. Should work a lot better here in the future. Well, I can let you get a hold of Larry. Just wanted to say good morning.
Yeah, I might have to go back up on West Branch repeater. I'll be right back. KAALDF. Guess why?
KAB8RVP.
KAALDF.
Hey, we got back in there, Chris. Any luck getting a hold of them?
It was really sketchy. Between my mobile and West Branch.
Yeah, I believe it. That's a pretty long haul. Did he come back to you, though, when you switched back over there? Or was he already gone?
I was in conversation with somebody else, and I just kind of slipped my call in there. Yeah, it was bad reception on both ends. I had to wait till I was approaching an overpass, and then I slowed right down so I could get a few words in and get some height on my signal. And I had to wait for another overpass to confirm that we're heading over on this one, so I don't know. He said a friend of his programmed one of his radios, and it just says Bay City on it, so I'm not sure what frequency. I mean, it could be Bay City's local machine, too. 14736, I believe. I'm not sure what the PL on that is. or if it's even up and running.
Yeah, I don't frequent Bay City enough to know. I just know about this one that's linked in with the Bay City. Yeah, the Midland repeater, I believe it's just going to stay a standalone repeater. They're just going to get it fixed and working better. You know if they're going to be doing a swap this year? I'm trying to remember when it was last year. Is it in June or something? KB8RVP.
Thursday. Or before Father's Day. Either on Father's Day or before Father's Day. I can't remember now. I have to go back and look at the picture that I sent you of the two of us. They all have the time stamp on that.
Yeah, you can look at the date on it and see what it was. Pretty nice on the iPhone when you flip through pictures at the top, you can see the date. You kind of know when a picture was. They're trying to get AI working really good on the iPhones. Supposedly you'll be able to use that to search for pictures too. We'll see. I don't know. But it is nice to be able to look by date. Just flip through them real fast and get about in the date range you're looking for and then find the picture.
Yeah, it's pretty helpful. I'm not so sure if I'm tickled pink about the AI stuff. Might be leading to something that you really don't want to be messing with. I don't know how I am. Technology's great, but something like that, I don't know. Identity and everything, you know. KB8RVP, KAALDF. So what's in store for today for you?
Oh, just working. My boss asked me, we got two new people coming on our team. We've lost three. We had 11 people, and we're down to 8 due to some workforce reductions and two people that are existing workers on another team are transferring over to our team permanently. One of them has been helping us out off and on. He's kind of up to speed. I've been helping him get up to speed. And then the new guy that's coming on, my supervisor reached out and asked me if I could train him. And then he asked me if I could help on a project. So keeping me pretty busy. We're short 3 people. Yesterday it was literally, I'd get a ticket while I was still working on a ticket, and I'd get a ticket while I was still working on a ticket. It was just nonstop. Makes the day go by quick, though.
Sure it does. I mean, after a while you feel like you're running ragged, you know? So what are you getting for weather down there? Did you get any rain last night or this morning?
Yeah, the first shot of rain that was coming through looked like it was going to be like between 5 and 6 p.m. I got the yard all mowed yesterday and Patty weed whacked and mowed and was trying to hurry up and get it done because it looked like it was going to be here shortly after I got done working, and then the top of it just started chiseling out and went south and missed us. And then overnight we got rain. I had some, I turned my phone on, I had some weather notifications. It'll tell you, rain's going to start at 12:13 a.m. and last for 17 minutes and then start back up again at 1:30 or something like that. It's unbelievable how accurate it is. But I think it's coming from the Apple weather app. I get it on my Apple Watch too. It'll pop up rain starting in 17 minutes. But yeah, we got some rain overnight. Did you get anything?
Not last night, but really, really early this morning. I'm going to say probably around 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember waking up and hearing it. It sounded like it was coming down pretty good for a little bit. So there's some puddles in the road. It's overcast. Doesn't look very nice right now. But yeah, we worked on the lawn last night. Got it all done. Took forever. The way part of the backyard was just really super thick, where the grass had grown from all that rain that was sitting there, all that water. I had a Lake Gitchigumi in the backyard. And it finally went away and absorbed, and now the grass in that area just was really thick as could be. I had to put the deck on the lawnmower up as high as I could go on the rider. That's pretty darn high. And ended up having to go over that like twice. But yeah, it got a little bit of precipitation. I don't know if we're going to get any more today or not. I think the high is supposed to be like 65. I'm waiting for more sunny weather. Being burned out on the rain. Alrighty, Mike. I'm here at the shop, and I'm going to run in and get stuff situated. So Monday feels like Tuesday feels like Monday. KB8RVP, KA8LDF.
Yeah, looking at the weather, it looks like today's the last day for 60s. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, only in the 50s. Monday and Tuesday next week, looks like maybe 60s again, and then 50s and 60s after that. So we're in that roller coaster ride. Yeah, and it looks like we're going to be required to start working back in the office here pretty soon, so that's coming around the corner, too. Have a good day at work. We'll let you get in there, 7-3, KB8RVP.
That means that you guys are getting busier, so. I know you like working from home, but it'll be a little bit of a change of pace. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, 73's Mike. Have a good day.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WATOD Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KV8OE.
This is N8NTN, testing the Guilford 14531. N8NTN.
KV8FHW.
N8NTN testing. Oops.
KV8OE.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KV8OE.
Connected to CMN Network.
KV8OE.
CFA DWA radio check.
It's working.
Thank you, dude. CFA DWA signing out.
KV8OE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KV8OE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAYQ.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K
KF8FGS monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBA. KF8GBA. This is KF8FGS calling.
Got KF8GBA. Over.
Yeah, this is KF8FGS, finding good signals. Good evening, Tom.
Hey, how's it going over there, boss man? How's this mic sound? I just got this mic and put it on about 5 minutes ago. Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, I have full copy on you. The modulation might be a little bit low, but I don't have anything to compare it with from your other microphone. Over.
But overall, does it sound good? Over.
Oh, Roger that. I have full copy on you. Full copy. Maybe just need to talk up a little bit into the mic. That's usually my problem, letting the mic fall away, especially if I'm on an HT. I let it fall away from my mouth. So modulation goes down, but you're sounding very good, Tom.
Don't forget to mention the Roger beat. Just got to turn it off.
Yeah, that might be a OCD habit there. Yeah, okay. So how's your night going so far?
Well, things are going good. Got a lawn mowed this afternoon after being home from work. Got the lawn mowed, and my wife and I each took a mower, and we tackled the lawn from both angles. So it didn't take quite so long as we thought it might. And got cleaned up, and we actually go to bed pretty quick. About 8:30 is bedtime over here. We get up pretty early. I'm sure you have to do that on occasion, too. You're in hospitality, right?
Yeah, my hours vary, though. Sometimes, like today, I went in at 10 and got out at 6:30. So tomorrow, when you close like that, I got to go in at 8 o'clock tomorrow, work to 4:30. So my hours vary, you know, back and forth, and they're never the same. You know, sometimes I have the weekends off, sometimes I don't, you know, so I never complain or anything. I just take the hours that get me and just work. You know, I'm not married or nothing like that, so, you know, I can kind of pick and choose when I want to do things over.
I fully understand that one. Hang on a second. I'm monitoring another station, another frequency, and there's a lot. KF8FGS, we are back.
CBA. Yeah, just, you know, getting out of work today and stuff like that, got out at 6:30, and just getting out and locked the keys in the truck, and went and got those out of the truck, had to break in the truck and get those. And I come back in the house, put the radio on, and got a new mic, one of those cheaper mics, and thought I'd try it out and see what's going on with it. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. What kind of microphone did you get? And what kind of radio are you using?
I got a Radio Oddity microphone for, I guess, a Radio Oddity radio. And I got it on a TID radio. It's H3 Plus. Just one of the small handhelds. And doing pretty good. It's last time I talked to you, I used my Biofang, and I had Biofang mic on that one, and that's why I was asking if there's any kind of a difference or anything, because this is both a different radio and a different mic. Over.
You need to find the courtesy tone in that, turn the courtesy tone off, if you would. KBSWR. Talking to FDS, sir. That's probably turning off the courtesy tone. And thanks for the comment about the courtesy tone. Who are you referring to? KF8FGS? David here?
Oh, I wasn't. I said it earlier. It's the gentleman with the new microphone. He has a courtesy tone that you need to get in there and figure out how to shut that down. We really don't run those on amateur radio.
All right, Tom, you copy that about getting into programming and finding out that, figuring out how to shut off the courtesy tone in that radio?
Talk about the Roger beep, right? I didn't know it was on. And I've talked to other people before, and nobody said anything. So, you know, this is the first I hear about it. Over.
Yeah, it's in there when you unkey the mic. But it's not a terrible thing, but not common practice in amateur radio. I had to do the same thing with my radios. It very well may be that the radio comes programmed that way, and you've got to get in and uncheck the box, as it were. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. But you're sounding better than you had in the past, so the microphone must be doing you some good.
Okay, so you're talking about the Roger beep, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. There would be a courtesy tone, it's called a Roger beep. You know, next time you open up a program, get in there, you know, when you go to add some frequencies or change things around a bit, see if you can find it, uncheck the box.
All right. Well, I apologize to everybody out there. I didn't mean to do it. You know, I didn't know it was on. I reprogrammed this radio last night. So what happened, it must have come back on, or it must have come on because I had it off. You know, I apologize to everybody, man. I didn't mean to get anybody upset or anything like that. I didn't even know it was on, you know. Over.
Yeah, no need to apologize, and I don't think anyone's upset. It's just, you know, it's one of those common practice things, just letting you know that it was there. But anyway, so how are things going? Now, my wife and I, you know, we go up to Frankenmuth a lot, and my kids used to think that's where Santa Claus lived, you know, during the year, and only went to the North Pole, you know, after Thanksgiving. So, but we love that town, you know, the carriage ride and the brewery up there. We love that place. And can you recommend a place we could go? You seem to be familiar with the town. Over.
Personally, myself, I've worked at Zender's, and I work over at River Place right now, and I've ate both chicken. You know, and personally myself, I prefer Bavarian and chicken. I think it's a little better. I think it has a little more taste. Then this is good chicken and all that stuff, you know. But I think if you like a plainer taste chicken, I guess it's good. But if you like, seems like to me it's more flavorful over at the Bavarian end. Over.
Wife and I have seen a lot of comedy shows at, what is it, the Farenthal Center or the Farenthal Theater there? Nice little town.
You know, Roger that on the Farenthal Theater. Who we got there?
It was Charlie 8 Echo.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I missed part of it.
Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo.
Well, thank you for that. Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo. This is KF8FGS. And we got KF8GBA. That's God Bless America there, Tom, on the other one.
Very good. Just heard Frankenmuth's discussions. Wanted to jump in and give my two bits. You gentlemen carry on. And I'm going to stand by. WCD.
How you guys tell me? Did I get that Roger beat knocked off now?
Perfect.
I reprogrammed this radio last night because it wasn't just the miniature repeating. And it must have popped on, man. When I go back into my reprogramming, I'll make sure I check that out from now on. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Tom. Yeah, roger that. You work over at, you say you work at River Place. Is that, that's that big shopping center, that walk-in mall there on the other side of the river?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's, I got to keep that place clean. I pick up all the paper, empty all the garbage, keep the grounds up. Yeah, they keep me very, very busy. Very, very busy over there. Right now, we're slow. So if anybody likes to go with hardly anybody around, now is the time to go. Because once I hear once May hit, I haven't been here in spring yet, but they said once May hit, it really starts changing and the people really start coming in. So if you like the crowds, that would be the time to come in. But if you're more towards, you know, you like to kind of a little quieter, a little more spacious, now would be the time to come in because the last 2 months or so, we've been really slow. And we're open from, some open at 10 in the morning, and others open at 11, but we do close at 6 o'clock right now. So we're still on our fall hours.
No, roger that, Kat. Yeah, we try to avoid the crowds. We try to go places like that before the children are out of school. You know, we're grandparent age, and we like to go when there's nobody out there but the grandparents. And if things do get busy in the summer, I'm sure. I'm looking up at Farenthal Theater right now. Are you familiar with that at all, Tom?
GBA. Not really. I'm pretty sure my boss probably owns that right there. But no, I'm usually just strictly right there at River Place. They keep me there. Believe me, there is a lot of work there, you know. And like I say, you know, if you guys like, right now it's time to stop by. And, you know, you can get right into the stores and stuff like that. It's pretty nice right now, and but like a once dog bowl, they have dog bowls. They say once that hits and past that, they say it's just continuously bidding all summer long. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. Yeah, I found that Farenthal Theater. Yeah, it looks like quite a place. But anyway, well, glad we got were able to make contact again. I see that you're on the Saginaw repeater. I'm working off of the Macomb County repeater there from the ARPSC, the WAAMAC on 147-200.
Yeah, I can't complain about my antenna I got, I put up and everything. You know, it's got a little bit of money wrapped up into it and everything, but it was well worth putting it up. And getting a lot of good repeaters right now. You know, like I say, I'm just using the little cheap Chinese radios right now to my... I'm going to go to some of these ham swap meets and stuff like that. And I believe you're the one that told me I should get a hold of the Saginaw County Ham Association, you know. And I did. I bumped into them last night. They had a net meeting. And I'm going to try to go this Friday. If not, I'll go to Friday in June. And I'm going to go to one of their meetings. Over. CBS.
Yeah, absolutely. Involved with the local club. They're quite active up there from what I saw on their, if their website is any indication, they're quite active up there, Tom. But, well, I'm going to have to say thank you, and 73 is time for me to hit the sack. KF8 DVA, nice talking with you. God bless America. This is KF8 FGS, finding good signals.
All right, FGS, this is DVA, 73, out, and clear.
Tom, where are you located? The station in, that was on the Saginaw repeater, where are you located? There's two stations that was just in here. One was down in Macomb County, the other one was in Saginaw. Saginaw station, I believe, he got the call. I was wondering where he was located. Keep it up to there.
This is GDA. You're talking about Tom. I'm located here in First Run. George Franklin was over.
All right. You might have a better time getting in on the 3-1, because you're barely making the 3-3.
You're talking about the Guilford repeater, over.
Yeah. Yeah, you're barely making the user repeater. So you might have a better time making the Guilford. 3-1.
Okay. DBA out first.
It all tied together, so. Just FYI, just, you, like I said, you're barely making, 3-3 there. 29 RSSI, so you're kind of noisy.
All right. Tell me how this one's working.
That's a lot better. Don't have any static in there with you, know.
Okay. So, Bay City's farther than Saginaw, right? So then why would that do that? Over.
The 3-1's at 958 feet on a tall tree in Guilford, so just a lot higher in the air.
All righty. Thanks for the info. I didn't know that. How tall is, do you happen to know how tall the Saginaw one is then?
Three trees, probably 150 feet-ish.
Okay. Just so you know, GBA, just so you know, I just started this March 11th, so I'm kind of trying to learn as I go. Over.
Yep, no problem. It's, welcome to Amateur Radio. Nobody tells you you don't know. I do hear you turned your Roger beep off, so that's good, because that's not good to have it on. So it's good you figured out how to get that turned off and move forward with that. But yeah, no problem. I figured you probably didn't know, so that's why I'm letting you know. I'm gonna eat supper here. I just got home, so talk to you later. Keep it up, Stavir.
Okay, appreciate it, man. GBA, KF8, GBA, 73, clear.
this is AFA-FGS. Yes, you sound much better on to the Guilford repeater. Much better. 73.
Okay, I'm learning. Thanks, guys. I'm learning, you know. Try to figure this stuff out here, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Everybody have a good night, you know. And definitely thanks for all your help, guys. I didn't know that Roger Beep was on. I'll make sure next time I program my radio, I check that first before I even turn it on then, to talk to anybody. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man. Guys, have a great night. This is KFA GBA 73 and clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yep, no problem. Welcome to Amateur Radio. Keep it up, Severe.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, somebody holler for KFA-GBA. Over.
Yeah, KFA-ATC here in a mobile. Sounding pretty good so far by mobile out here. Name's Tim over here.
Hey, how's it going, Tim? This is Tom. I'm from Birch Run here. Trying to get some experience on the radio. Over.
See that? I just crossed the board. So far.
Yeah, we kind of lost transmission on that, kind of in and out, over.
Copy that. I'm a little bit to the...
Yeah, you must be in a bad spot. Caught very little, over.
Please, I thought I said you... Hey, first run. You'll hold it.
Yeah, that's yeah, on the Birch Run. Yeah, that's where I live at here in Birch Run. Over.
Hey, bigger trip here. I just crossed about. All right. 2 miles south. You copy?
Negative. You must be in a pretty rough spot. In and out. Over.
I copy that. Well, I'm about 10 of Windsor. I'm in Windsor. Just cross. Probably on the edge of the there. Over.
I caught that you're in Windsor. I take that Canada. You're coming in now, but getting bits and pieces. GBA, over.
Welcome.
Yeah, you must be getting me pretty good, but I can barely get you. Coming in and out, over.
Okay, we'll cut you loose in 73.
Yeah, KFA-GBA 73, out and clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8R2S.